Tipperary Arts, funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee. Tipperary's Tip FM.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
Now, for the sheep farmers among you, I know you're knee-deep in lambing at the moment, and while it can be a stressful and rather trying time, one man has written a beautiful contemplative book on the subject. It's called 12 Sheep, and it's the new book by John Connell, who is author of the number one best-selling book, The Cow Book, and I'm delighted that John joins me. Now, good morning to you, John.
Morning, Fran. It's lovely to be with you, and hello to everybody in Tipperary.
Well, we're delighted to have you on. I was wondering what I was getting into when I was handed the book, John, but I go along with Donald Ryan. I mean, it's wise, it's life-affirming, it's just marvellous. You're a shepherd now for the first time in your life. How did that come about, John?
Yeah, I am indeed. Well, I suppose, Fran, you know, people will know me from the Cow Book, and that was a big success, and I was travelling around the world with it. And I, to be frank, I got a bit burned out and a bit empty and a bit tired, and I called it a soul tiredness in the book. And this idea came to me. I said I needed to get back to slow down my life and get back to nature, and I had this idea to get 12 sheep and follow them through a lambing season. So I bought 12 sheep off Mum and Dad, Suffolk Crosses, and I put them in lamb, and I followed them over a season. And in a sense, I really learned not only how to be a shepherd in practical terms, but how to be a shepherd to myself. And I suppose that's what Donald Ryan was alluding to. But when you be a shepherd to yourself, you don't necessarily need to have sheep to do that. It's something we can all do in all walks of life. And, you know, I'm always conscious of people who are maybe living in an urban setting in a big town or something. And it's about, the book is as much about trying to find the patch of green in your life to slow it down.
It's tough work, though. I mean, you describe it, it's laborious, and, you know, sometimes you're covered in SH1T and in muck and dirt yeah. and the weather and the elements and all of that, but you find a beauty in it in some way, John.
Well, I do, you know. I'm conscious of, you know, it is hard work, but then, in particular for me, at least anyway, when you bring a little lamb into the world, you know, it wants nothing more than to be a lamb. It's full of life, please God it is anyway. And there's something about connection, you know, a great connection to nature. My mother talks about it. I interviewed her for the book. She talks about how you can fuse with the animals. And in a sense, that lifts you up. And, you know, in the book, we follow the sheep and their lambs up until we let them out into the spring grass, and there's a great sense of a job well done when you get there. And you know, I'm conscious of people who've had lambs early and got them out and they're off, or people who are still lambing and waiting for the good weather to come. But there is a sense of connection. And you know, many years ago, I suffered with depression, and it was sheep that brought me back to the good stuff in life. And I heard a guy say once, he said, "Why do you rob the banks?" And he said, "Well, that's where the good stuff is." And I said, "Well, why do you write books like this? Because that's where the good knowledge is and the good feeling is." And sheep certainly do that for me.
And why sheep? Because my perception of sheep, John, would be they're nervous creatures, you know, without individual characteristics. They're herded by dogs and shepherds. In fact, we use it as an insult to describe people as sheeple, and, you know, that they toe the line and all of that. But you seem to have discovered their individual with personality.
Well, yes, you know, I suppose, Fran, I would have thought the same, but after working with them so closely, and, you know, I did a bit of reading and study, and actually sheep can remember up to 5 human faces. They know our voices. They can be, as you rightly said, they can be nervous creatures, but in some respects they can be very brave too. You know, I'm conscious of, like, say, a ram that might want to protect a flock or something. So they're a more interesting animal than we give them the benefit of. And I found them to be brave and interesting. And, you know, an interesting thing my father heard years ago that, you know, sheep like the sound of human voices. So we do have the radio on in the sheep shed when everything is going. So they're probably the best listened sheep in the country. They know all the current events and what's going on. But it does actually work, Fran, because yeah. They're actually a lot calmer when we handle them. So, you know, there's more to sheep than I thought and than we think. And, you know, I suppose I am. We do say, oh, sheeple, or they're like sheep.
Yeah.
But actually, you know, maybe in some respect, being like a sheep isn't the worst thing in the world.
Maybe not, indeed. Certainly, they're peaceful creatures, which is...
We could do
a little more of that. The cruelty of nature as well. I mean, you refer in the book to foxes taking the lambs, for example. How does that play into your love of creatures and your connection with... Because nature can be cruel, John.
Oh, yes. Red in tooth and claw, as they say. You know, I suppose... Yes, foxes are a problem, and so are grey crows. I say in the line in the book, we had foxes on the farm, and we had to get rid of them. And my father said it was a war we didn't ask to starve, but we had to finish. And I thought that was the best way of putting it, but. You know, you've worked your bottom off to get these lambs into the world and get them strong enough to put them out, and then a fox arrives, and nobody likes to see it done, but it's us or it's them, unfortunately, and it is how nature goes. And you know, I suppose thanks be to God we don't live in America and there's no wolves, you know, and we've been lucky we've never had dogs attack, but I have met people who've had dogs attack and they said, you know, it really takes the heart out of you. And so there are, you know, sheep, we said they were brave, but they are vulnerable. They're not like a cow. They can't, you know, fend off predators. So it is something that that does happen, and we have to be conscious of it. But no one's doing it out of cruelty. It's not done for those reasons. It's done out of survival.
Can I ask you about what it is you're doing? Because you're in a fortunate position, and I don't mean to be in the least bit disrespectful, John, but you're in a fortunate position that you're a writer doing this, and that's a different dynamic to somebody who would be completely depending, I suppose, on a flock to make a living. You're conscious of that, I guess.
Oh, I am, yeah. I mean, I suppose, Fran, I've been very lucky. My books have allowed me to make a living, and yes. and farming supplements that. And I was talking to someone, of course, the other great farmer writer was John McGarren, and someone said, was the books paying for the cows or was the cows paying for the books? sometimes it's one way and sometimes it's the other. But look, I know farming incomes can be... I only had 12 sheep, so you're not going to be a millionaire with that. But and we have a commercial flock and so on. But it's tough to make a living. Yeah. A lot of people have a second job in this part of the country. I know things would be a bit different in Tipperary, but Midlands here, a lot of people have a second job, and you farm because it's what you love. But you have your second job to make sure you can continue to do so.
You spoke beautifully, by the way, about your experience of the Camino, and it's something I would dearly love to do. And it probably was life changing for you, I suppose, John.
Oh, it was, Fran. I actually had a friend message me since the book has come out. He read it, and he wants to go on Camino. I would say the Camino, we should all attempt to go on it at some point. It is a great. For people who don't know, it's a pilgrimage walk in the north of Spain, and it brings you from, well, the Pyrenees in France all the way to Santiago de Compostela over in Galicia in Spain. But you don't have to have religion to go on this walk. A lot of people, I met people on the walk who met a woman who was a Jewish aeronautical engineer for NASA, and she had just retired, and she said, you know, I'm on the road, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do next. And I said to her what I had come to realise. I said, well, to tell you the truth, I said, the road is going to give you the answer. And she said, how will it? And I said, because it's inside you. And so many people go with a question on the Camino at certain points in life, And for me, I was going, I was thinking about a bit of a life direction, going back to college and stuff. And I kept seeing sheep on the road, and real sheep, signs of sheep, pictures of sheep. And I said to myself, do you know what? This must be the sign to come back home. And I remember it very well. We were walking into Santiago de Compostela, the very last, the final place where St. James is buried. And what did I see but a field full of lambs? And I said, right, I know what I'm doing. I need to finish this book. So it was a good experience in that respect. And, you know, it's a long route. It's a long road. Yeah. And what I'd say to people is, you know, you don't need to do it all. You can go and do there's the 100-kilometre walk, which is you do about 10 to 20 kilometres a day over a week. And you can pace yourself that way. Or if you're feeling adventurous, do the whole thing. But and it's growing in popularity all the time. And when we were there, a guide was telling me that there's more and more Irish people coming every day. And it really is lovely. There's parts of it that is like Ireland. Galicia is very green and it's like Ireland, so except the weather was better. And when we got there, I felt like I'd come home. And it was just really, it was a lovely experience, a lovely, lovely experience.
Well, again, particularly after reading your experience in the book, I would dearly love to do it. So we've had cows and sheep. What's next, John?
Well, I'm working on another farming book. People will be glad to know that. It's just germinating now. I've only got the first chapter done. This 12 sheep took 3 years, so hopefully this one won't take as long. But I'm looking forward to. I'm working on a couple of other things, but I'm looking forward to getting stuck into it this summer, and it should be. It should be out in well, God knows when it'll be out, a year, hopefully a year or two. But it's another farming book, so people can rest assured there's more coming from me.
Well, we look forward to it. This is called 12 Sheep, Life Lessons from a Lambing Season by John Connell. John, many congrats to you, and thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Thanks a million, Fran. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye to you now. It's a